Today is Monday, April 24th, 2017, and we are here in Storvik's apartment. And I am Ruth Storvik, and I'm here with Evelyn Rasley. Thank you for coming today and sharing your story with us and being part of the Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. So we'll start with a little biographical information and tell us where and when you were born and where you grew up, and then any stories about your parents or your ancestors, and of course your daughter Alice Mary. So I'll let you take over, Evelyn, and tell us a little bit about.
Well, I was born in northern Minnesota on a very, very cold winter day, 2/28/20. And my father had to send somebody in to get the doctor to get out to the place. And so he rode his horse into town and picked up the doctor and brought him out to finish delivering the baby. And it was so terribly cold. I think something like 30 or 40 below that morning. And nobody wanted to get out. And the doctor didn't want to come, but he had to come anyway. And I grew up on the farm. They called it a stump ranch. And the stump ranch meant that the loggers had taken off the tops of the trees and left the stumps. And so the farmers that came in and bought the land from a man that ran a grocery store, and then they had to dynamite the stumps out. And so it was a stump ranch. And my father worked very hard, and they'd go to the meadows to make hay for the animals. And it was a hard life, but I didn't have a hard life until my mother died. And she died at her age was 30, and it was a very, very cold day. And so we were three little girls left, and my grandmother took care of us.
What ages were you?
I was I must have been about 4 years old.
And moved with you, and your grandmother took care of you.
And she lived not far from us, but her husband was an alcoholic. And so that's how come she came to live with us. And that's how come we were in Minnesota, was because my father didn't want his mother. He wanted to protect her. And so he moved there with his family. And then he got very busy. He bought a little truck and he found gravel on the land. And so he sold the gravel in order to make a living. And things went from one thing to another, and he ended up in business. He went to work for an uncle who had a business in Minneapolis, and he learned how to do a business. And so then he came back and he raised we children. And it wasn't easy, but he made a very good living at it. And he found gravel, and so he could sell it. And he was selling that gravel when I was a teenager. And then after I finished high school, I had inherited $300 from my mother's estate because she died so young. And each one of us got $300. And so that's what I took to start college with. And so it was a long time. And I went into nursing, one sister went into bookkeeping, and the other one was a teacher. And that took care of our family for that. And then we all went our own separate ways. It was a good life. But it was funny. We had a badger that dug a hole out in the field. And so Dad had to get rid of that badger. And so he trapped it. And they are awful. If you've ever lived on a farm, you know that they dig a big hole and just destroy the area around them.
So when did you meet your husband, or after you finished nursing school?
No. He grew up in the same community that I did, but he was 4 years older than I was. And he, his family, he was the oldest of 10 children. And so he'd hike through the woods. He was in, taken by the CCs, and that's the Civil Conservation Corps. And so he earned $30 a month. And he had to bring that home to his parents. And so that, and then when, it was funny, I didn't know this until it was, about 3-4 years ago, that Steve Zobel, who lives up here, told Steve that I was hiking home from school. I had no way to get home. If I participated in any activity, I had to walk. And it was 5 miles. And so he said to someone, well, who is that black? Oh, Clyde said that to someone. He saw me because he was cleaning out a house for his other families to move into it, because the people that had been there turned chickens loose upstairs in the attic.
What was it? Tell me your husband's name and spell his first name.
C-L-A-Y-B-O-U-R-N-E.
Claiborne.
Yes.
But you called him Claib.
Yeah. Okay. Nickname.
Okay. And he saw you hiking home from school.
And he said to somebody, who is that gal with the black hair that's hiking on the road? I was about a quarter of a mile away. And he said, he came out then and gave me a ride home. And then he said, well, you know, I'm going to marry her someday. And it turned out that he did.
What year did you get married? Before or during nursing school or after?
It was before.
Before.
Because I couldn't afford to get married, and I didn't have any money.
Right.
So I worked very hard, and I went to school in Minneapolis, and anytime I wanted to go anywhere, I just had to walk. And I'll never forget going to, when I was taking care of children in the children's ward. It was during the polio season. And so I walked downtown and walked then over to the children's hospital and worked there until I finished.
Did you work with Sister Kenny?
No, I didn't. She was just starting out at that time. She was, everybody downgraded her, the doctors all did. That she didn't know what she was doing and that it wouldn't work and all kinds of things.
Interesting.
But she was very, very successful.
What year did you come to Alaska? Was Alice Mary born in Minnesota?
No.
No, she was born in Alaska.
Yeah. I think it was, she was born in... when we lived out on Goldstream, and she had, I had very terrible fibrosis, tumors,
mm-hmm.
And I had to have surgery. And so then I went down to the cities and had my surgery, and it was successful, and then she was conceived and born up here.
Do you remember what year you moved up here?
It was about, what, about 1980?
Or maybe even before, huh? Been here, yeah. And you moved to the Goldstream Valley.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Clay had a brother up here.
Oh. So you had family here?
Yes.
And you moved up
David here. Was the head of the operating engineers. And he eventually died of prostate cancer.
Now, did you work here in Alaska? Did you work as a nurse here in Alaska?
No.
You were a mom.
Yeah.
Yes. And Alice Mary has children?
Yes, she has two children.
And grandchildren? You have great-grandchildren?
She has two. One of them has no children, the other one has two.
Yeah. So how did you come to get be at Raven Landing?
Well, Alice Mary was looking around for something, someplace for me that I could afford to live in up here. And when this was conceived, she decided that that was a place that I could be and be safe.
And Alice Mary's position here in town, what is her?
Well, she's a magistrate judge.
Right, right. Very nice. So you came to be at Raven Landing because Alice Mary saw what was going on. So tell us about your experience here.
Oh, the experience here has all been good. Wonderful people and comfort and safety and it's all been good.
And I do know that you moved here the same year that we did, so you've been here 5 years now?
Yes.
All moved in here?
When they first opened up.
2012.
Yeah.
Yes. But you speak very highly of that. Well, tell us what your fondest memory is.
What is?
Your fondest memory.
Oh, my fondest memory. Well, I think that after my mother died, she died at age 30, we had wonderful neighbors. And they used to, they had three girls just like we were in our family. And so that lady just kept us going all the time. And so I think I was so young, and that was one of my most cherished memories that anybody would do that for kids.
Wonderful. So the final question, what was your favorite age and why? What's your favorite age?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Evelyn's been happy at every age.
I think so.
And made the most of it.
Well, after I have pictures of my family when they were my mother's funeral, and it was cold, 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 and they were out in the bitter cold with all the snow and stuff around them, and that was a sad memory. But a good memory has been all the things that Clay and I have done together. We went out to Oregon, and I did nursing out there. And that was fun because I went into the foothills.
So you moved to Alaska from Oregon?
Yeah.
Not from Minnesota.
No.
Minnesota
right.
To Oregon.
Yeah.
To Alaska.
Right.
Good memories.
Oh, yes. It was funny because the people in the foothills were so poor. They didn't have four walls to their homes. They had a curtain that came down at night, and then they could go behind that and lived. And one time I was in one home, and they had big wash pans full of greasy, black, dirty water, dishwater. And the little girl that was there, she said, "Mama, look, she wears shoes."
Oh my goodness. So were you an itinerant nurse, a public health nurse?
I was a public health nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Evelyn. What a nice snapshot.
Well, you don't have to put this in it, but it was kind of funny. We had to, the milk handlers all had to have physicals. And they had to have a test, and that all took part of the health department. And there was one guy that would couldn't stand to look at a needle. And so he came in about four different times, and nobody could do him. And so, well, they asked me if I would do him. Well, he fainted, and he was on the floor, and so when he was down there, I did it.
That's a wonderful story. I think I will go ahead and let them share that. That's a great story. Thank you, Evelyn.
Well, you're welcome.
Much.